This is from our Sefer Shvilei Pinchas, the red soft cover, first edition. We're up to Parsha Zachor Maimer Dalet. Okay, this is our ninth Purim Shir from the Shvilei Pinchas, Baruch Hashem. Ashrinu Matu Chalkeinu. Okay, let's start with two simple questions. Two very simple questions. We know that this Shabbos, Yom Hashem, will be Parsha Zachor. And the avoda is to destroy Amalek, to remember what Amalek did to us, and to try to commit ourselves to the destruction of Amalek. You know, let's just raise one question for now. How is that shayach? In what way can we work to kill Amalek today? Let's leave it at one question. How does Mechias Amalek apply b'zman hazeh? We need Parsha Zachor. We need to learn something from the battle against Amalek as it's relevant to us today. We're not going to go track down any biological Amalekis and kill them. That's not happening. And yet we're remembering, don't ever forget what happened with Amalek. What are we remembering? What's the lesson? What did Amalek try to do? Okay. So let's see. In the Sefer Notzer Chesed, okay, take a look at the side of the page that says Yud Aleph in the left corner. It looks like a little bit like a Gemara, something in the middle, something on the side. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos, which is in the middle of the page, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes Zayin, Rabbi Gamliel teaches us the following. Rabbi Gamliel, Haya Omer, Asei Lecha Rav, make for yourself a Rebbe, V'istalek Min HaSafek, and distance yourself from Safek, from doubt. Says the Rebbe of Kamarna, Yitzchak Isaac of Kamarna, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos called Notzer Chesed, which you have on the page in front of you. I highlighted the section that we're starting from. A short and cryptic piece which we're going to try to explain today. Asei lecha rav, le'inyan yira v'chasidus. A person needs a rebbe, not a posek, and he's also a posek. He needs someone to pass in your shilas, right? But in Hasidic communities, the rebbe is not the posek, right? There's a rebbe, you have a rebbe, you have a leader of the chassidim, the tzaddik, and then you also have people you could ask shaylos to, in terms of like, if I put a milchik spoon into a fleshik pot, what do I do? You don't take that to the rabbi every time. Okay, so I say lecha rav, you need to have a rabbi, le'inyan yira v'chassidus, to guide you in yiras Hashem, and in chassidus. Av shalot tekabo mimenu horas iser v'heter. Even though he's not the person who paskins your hilchos nidah shaylos, or tells you what happens if, again, if you mix up a milchik and a fleshik fork or spoon. Asei lecha eiz tzadik v'kadosh l'rav. You may not have access to him the way hopefully you have access to your posek. You can ask him a shayla, a real shayla, in real time. Right? Rabbi, here's the situation. What do I do? But you need to have a rebbe, and that's why you have chassidim of rabbis who live very far from the rabbis. You have people associated with a particular rebbe who live very far away, but that Rebbe, the picture of the Rebbe is always before them. They don't have constant interaction with him, but this Rebbe guides them, sometimes from a close, sometimes from afar, with Inyira and Chassidus. And a person, Asei Lecha Rav, who has a Rebbe, Histalek Min HaSafek, says the Mishnah, it removes you from doubt, explains the Notzer Chesed, Histalek Al Yedezim Min HaSafek, Klipas Amalek. By having a Rebbe who can guide you in life, it distances you from Sveikos, from doubt, which is the klipa, which is the negative expression of Amalek. What's the gematria of Safek? 240. What's the gematria of Safek? 240. Yeah? Histalek ayedezem in a Safek, klipa samalek, she'ole Safek. What does it mean, she'ole Safek? She'ole in gematria language means it equals. Right? Amalek is ole Safek. Amalek equals Safek. 240. Amalek is 240, Safek is 240. Uma'orer kushios umanios. And what does Amalek do? Chaver, what does Amalek always do? It causes us to doubt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It causes us not to trust, to not believe. U'kishetekasher atzmecha letzadik emes, tistalik mena Safek. And when you meet a tzadik emes, all your sveikos go away. It sounds like a very, like, esoteric-y type of idea. It's so not. It's so pashut and practical. This is mamish my main technique in Emunah, I think, these days. It's so much easier to believe in tzaddikim and to believe in Torah than it is to believe in God. take God head on, I find it very hard. I find it very hard. But I can't deny God because his Torah is for sure true. So he has to be true. Now I have to deal with like, you know, I have to deal with the Holocaust, I have to deal with, I don't know, having had lymphoma, I have to deal with stuff. Right? I have to deal with people who, you know, suffer. I have to deal with, why would a good God do bad things? Or what appears to me to be bad. But I know Hashem has to exist because the Torah has already proven it. You meet a tzaddik, you meet a real tzaddik. For me, having met this Tuchina Rebbe in my lifetime, you know, Baruch Hashem, he's still alive today. We have the schus to continue to learn from him. But having met such a tzaddik in my lifetime, who again would tell me that he's nothing compared to his Rebbe, the Alter Tuchina Rebbe, who would say that he was nothing to where he comes from, the Rav Shitzer, who would say he's nothing compared to etc., etc., etc. The Rebbe of Melech, the Magid of Mezrich, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Arizal, trace it back as far as you want, Rishon Bar Yochai, Yaakov Avinu, and the person who I met is a clear proof that there's a God in this world. So Achas Kam V'Kama, if you're attached to Tzadikim, all your questions disappear. When you're not learning Torah, when you're not attached to holy people, all of a sudden you become a big Chacham with all your questions. Asei Lecha Rav, attach yourself to a Rebbe, and then all of the Sveikos of Amalek will disappear. And then he says something very cryptic at the end. Take a look. V'tizke lehavadai shemo shar hachamishim. If you attach yourself to a Rebbe, yeah, who guides you in Yiran Chasidus, then he'll distance you from the Suffolk of Amalek, because Amalek is Gematria Suffolk. You won't have questions, heretical questions on God. And you'll be zochet to havadai shemo shar hachamishim. What does that mean? Well, vada, what does the word vada mean? Certain. Right? The opposite of suffix. Vada is the opposite of suffix. Suffix means doubt. Vada means definite. Certain. Certainly true. Vada Shema. Vada Shema. Havada Shema. His name is Vada. Hashem's name is Vada. Hashem is the only real thing that exists. You doubt something, doubt your own existence. God's the only thing that exists. Ain't old Mavado. So a person who's attached to Tzadikim has a clarity to realize Havada Shema. And that is the Shar Chamishim. That is the highest level. When you have that utter clarity of the Ribbono Shalom's existence, with a sense of Vada'us that nothing in the world could shake you from it, that's the highest level. That's Shar Chamishim in Kedusha. Okay? Good? Okay. I'll tell you a remez that he doesn't say here, but it's an important Purim remez. I'm not going to explain it fully now, but a little bit. We know that 50 has a lot to do with Amalek. If you remember, we learned about Amalek being the Shar Nun in Tumah. We know that Haman builds his gallows 50 amos high to kill Mordechai. 50 has a lot. The Shar Nun, as it's called, the level, the gate of 50th, right, in holiness and negativity, has a lot to do with Amalek trying to stop Geula and trying to get to that 50th level of holiness, which maybe is Geula. And what we're saying here is that when a person is in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with clarity, right, then he reaches level 50. Tzadikim explained, or Moshe Wolfson brings this, that the gematria of Shar Nun, Shin Ayin Reish Nun, Nun being 50, Shar Nun, as it's often referred to, as the Shar HaNun, Shar Nun is gematria 620. Okay? 620, level 50 in holiness or in negativity, could be the highest of the spheros, or it could be the worst of the punishments. The highest of the spheros is called Keser, the crown, Keser 620, or God forbid, rearrange those letters, a Jew who's been removed from Klal Yisrael, who's not attached to holiness, and he's cut off, he's called what? Kares, also 620. The closer you are to Hashem, the better off you are. That's what we're learning here. That's why the tzaddikim say on Yom Kippur, when we feel that we're standing mamish lifnei Hashem, what does the pasuk say? Titaru. Lifnei Hashem, when you're lifnei Hashem, as we're going to learn, titaru, then you're pure. What's the gematria of titaru? Titaru. Lifnei Hashem titaru, the pasuk in Chumash. Before God you shall be purified. Titaru, 620. So in Yom Kippur, when a Yid is mamish, it's so clear to me Hashem exists, then titaru. Then you reach the keser, then you reach the crown, then you reach the shar nun of Kedusha,
the highest level of holiness.
That's what happens on Yom Kippur. And obviously Purim and Yom Kippur. So the goal in Purim is also to reach the Shar Nun of Kedusha, to defeat the Shar Nun of Tumah, which is a Malach. Yeah. Achrimos. Okay? Lifnei Hashem Titar. Okay, so let's go weiter. Where do we see that a Malach tries to get us to doubt Hashem? Right? Again, building off what we learned so far. So far all we learned was the Rebbe of Kamarna told us, Asei l'charav, istalag min ha-safek means, attach yourself to a Rebbe, and that will distance you from the suffix of a Malach. Where do we see that a Malach creates Sveikos in our belief in God? Where do we see that? In Parshas B'Shalach, it says that the Jewish people asked the question, what was the unfathomable question that we asked? Hayesh Hashem, b'kirbeinu im ayin. Is God with us or not? What's the next words in the Chumash? Vayavo, a Malach. The Pesukim will read on Purim itself. Hayesh Hashem, b'kirbeinu im ayin. Safek, is God with us or not? Safek, we're not sure. Vayavo Amalek. You have a doubt in God? You know who's right around the corner? It must be Amalek. Vayavo Amalek. Amalek is Gematria Safek. Amalek causes us to doubt. Chaver, take notes. It'll make it more enjoyable and you'll understand it better. So Rashi over there, when Amalek comes and attacks, Rashi says on the words Vayavo Amalek, Samach Parsha Zu Lemikraze. Vayavo Amalek is right after the Jewish people asked, is God with us or not? When we had that doubt. Why did that happen? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying to us, Tamid ani beinechem. This is Rashi in Parshas B'Shalach. Tamid ani beinechem. I'm always with you. U'mizuman l'chol tzarcheichem. Mizuman l'chol tzarcheichem. I'm available. I'm ready. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Mizuman, you're invited. For those who were at the Ferbrengen last night. You're invited. You're always invited. V'atem omer ma'yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu am'ayin. And you're asking, is God with us or not? You're not sure? Hashem says, I'm going to remind you how much you believe in me. You know what? I'm going to send the Malach, the dog, to bite you. And when the dog bites you, you know what's going to happen? Who are you going to cry out to? Cry out to God. You'll scream out to me, and then you'll remember that I actually exist. There's no atheist in a foxhole. Right? That's this Rashi. I'll send the Malach after you. Malach's going to attack you, and then you'll remember right away when you're desperate. Your tefillahs will be pretty strong to me. You'll be pretty confident that I exist and I'm the only one who can save it. So a Malach always comes to create that suffix in the heart of a Jew. Now, if you look at those psukim in B'Shalach, I want to read you one phrase from the pasuk. Okay? It says that the Jewish people were traveling around and there was no water to drink. They came to Rafidim. There was no water to drink. Yeah? Vayarev ha'am im Moshe. The people quarreled with Moshe. What should we drink? What should we drink? Moshe is very nervous and frustrated. And Moshe says to them, Ma tirivun imadi, listen carefully, Ma tirivun imadi, why are you starting up with me? Ma tinasun es Hashem. And why are you testing God? Listen to the phrase again. Right there, right before the Jews have to have doubts, and then Amalek attacks, right before that, half a sentence before that, they're complaining about water. They said, what are we supposed to drink here? Moshe says, why are you contending with me? Why are you starting up with me? And why are you testing God? So asked the B'nai Yisasar in his Sefer on Chumash, Agra Dekala, he says, I don't understand. Why would Moshe put himself before God? Moshe says to the Jewish people, why are you starting up with me? Right? Why are you starting up with me? And why are you testing God? If you're a God-fearing person, Moshe, put God first. How dare you challenge God? And what do you want from me? That's what Moshe should have said. Why did he say, Ma tirivun imadi, mat nasun es Hashem? Why put God after himself? That's the question that B'nai Yisasar asks in his Sefer on Chumash. So says Rav Pinchas Friedman, it's Pasha why Moshe said that. Why is it Pasha? He challenged Moshe. He challenged the Tzaddik MS. You know what happens next? You challenge God. You start up with the leaders of Klal Yisrael, so you don't have a Rebbe. Asei lecha Rav? You disregard the authority of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe says, you start up with me, next thing you know you're going to start up with God. Next thing you know, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu am'ayin, is God even with us? Vayavo amalek. That's the hemshech of the psukim over there in Parshas B'Shalach. You mess with the tzaddik, you mess with your Rebbe, the next thing you know you're going to mess with God. You start up with tzaddikim, you have to be careful. Tzaddikim emes. You start up with a real tzaddik, people think they can just say whatever they want, they don't like a particular tzaddik, they can say nasty things. You're playing with fire. It says in Pirkei Avos, fiery coal, don't touch it. Okay, so you start out, and it leads to Yeridos, and one's Amun and Hashem. So now Rav Pinchas Friedman says a Gevaldik thing. Who is sent to fight against the Malik? Who does Moshe turn to and say, Bachar lanu anashim, and go out and fight against the Malik? Who does Moshe put in charge of the battle against the Malik? Who does he put? Yeshua. Vayomer Moshe Yeshua, Bachar lanu anashim. Say Yilachim v'Malik, go out and fight against the Malik. Why was Yehoshua selected to lead the battle against the Malik? Because there was no person who had a greater connection to his Rebbe than Yehoshua. There was no Talmud in history who loved his Rebbe, who was Aseilach HaRav. There was no Aseilach HaRav better in history than Yehoshua and Moshe Rabbeinu. Best Rebbe and the best Talmud. Yehoshua was such a good Talmud, as the Pasuk says, a little later in Shemos, Perek Lamed Gimel, V'dibar Hashem el Moshe ponim el ponim, Chayesher yedaber isha re'eyu, V'shov el amachaneh, U'misharso, Yehoshua bin Nun, Na'ar, Lo yamish mitocha olel. Yehoshua is described as a young man with the excitement of a young person. He never got tired of his Rebbe. He never outgrew his Rebbe. Never got bored of his Rebbe. He was lo yamish. He never left for a second the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu. So who is going to fight against the Malik? Aseilach HaRav, make for yourself a Rebbe. Yehoshua is the greatest. Vistalik Minasafik, go fight against the Malik. Okay? Got it? You can look in Rav Huttner also. He doesn't quote it here, but you can look. Rav Huttner in the Pachad Yitzchak, for those who like to learn Pachad Yitzchak from Rav Huttner on Purim. In Maimer Yud Ches, he talks also about how Purim highlights the relationship between Rebbeim and Talmidim. Okay, so it's a question, why aren't you invited to my house this year on Purim? Okay, it's a kasha, it's a fair kasha. If it's time for Rebbeim and Talmidim Dafka to be together, okay. Tzarech Ian Gadol. Okay. Maybe you need Holy Chutzpah to just come, even uninvited. Maybe that's the lesson. Maybe.
Don't push it,
Rabbi. Yeah? So Yehoshua is low. The words again that describe Yehoshua is what? Lo yamish. He never left mitoch ha'ovel, the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu. So my good friend Neil Bodner many years ago pointed out to me that lo yamish, what's the gematria of lo yamish? Lamed Aleph, Yud Mem, Yud Shin, lo yamish. His gematria, 391, which is gematria of Yehoshua. Yeshua's essence was lo yamish. I never leave my Rebbe's side. Beautiful, no? The gematria of Yeshua is lo yamish. But he never left. He never left his Rebbe's tent of Torah for a second. And that fits beautifully what we were learning in Lakad Amarim. Right? That he was so true to himself. His name itself is gematria, the essence of who he was. That what? Lo yamish. I never leave my Rebbe. That's gematria Yeshua 391. Okay? Good? Everyone with me so far? So we learned Aseilach HaRav Estalik Min Asafik. We learned the notes of Chesed, the Pshat, from the Rebbe of Kamarna. We showed how Amalek raises Sveikos in our Muna and Hashem. We understand now why Moshe puts himself before God in the Pasuk. Why are you starting up with me? Why are you messing with God? Because if you mess with the Tzaddik, you're going to come to challenge the authority of the Rabbona Shalom, or the existence of the Rabbona Shalom. And that's why the ultimate Talmud was selected to lead the battle against Amalek, Yehoshua bin Nun. Okay? Let's go weiter. Let's go a little further. Says the notes of Chesed, and if you do this, you're zochet to vaday shemo, which is level 50. What on earth does that mean? So turn over to the second side of the page, please. Let's learn another pshat, which is really beautiful and very, very practical. Hard to do, but practical. From the Avodas Yisrael. Okay, who's the Avodas Yisrael? The Avodas Yisrael is the Avodas Yisrael of Kozhnitz. Kozhnitz or Magid. And the Kozhnitz or Magid, in his Sefer on Chumash, which has in it the commentary on Pirkei Avos, says the following. I'm sorry the printer came out a little weak, but let's try to look inside. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Aseilach HaRav Yistalik Min HaSafik. Aseilach HaRav Ratzalomar, Kishalo Meidom Espalel, Taseilach HaRav Hu HaBore Yisbarach. When you learn Torah, when you daven, Aseilach HaRav, picture your ultimate Rebbe, picture Hashem before you. Now immediately your hands are going to shoot up and say, whoa, picture, what do I mean picture Hashem? Hashem doesn't have a body. What do I mean picture Hashem? Picture a Rebbe with a long white beard? What do I picture? How do you picture Hashem? When you daven, you need to mamish feel that you're in the presence of Hashem. To picture in your mind.
Shabore Yisbarach Hu Lenegdecha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Lenegdecha, opposite you. U'melamdecha Lahoil. And Hashem is there, and He's teaching you. When you're sitting and learning, Hashem is part of your chavrusa. When you're davening, Hashem is right by your side. And if you do this, histalik min asafik. When you daven, don't daven as if maybe God's out there. Daven as if you're talking to Hashem right in front of your face. Histalik min asafik vatsalomar. Shalom lehelecha zos lisafik eslecha. Don't doubt, I don't know, is God really here? Is He listening to me? Is He learning with me? Is He davening with me? Is He paying attention to me? Don't let it be a suffix. Asay laharab, picture Hashem before you, and don't have any doubts about Hashem being there and listening to you. With confidence, believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mamish right in front of you. Okay?
Why is
Asay laharab Hashem? Is your ultimate Rebbe. Hamelamed Torah l'Am Yisrael. It's Hashem. Hashem is the ultimate teacher. Hashem is your ultimate master, right? A Rebbe is a master, your master. Your ultimate master is Hashem. Okay? So, have a look where it's underlined, where it's a little bit, I know it's again, it's a little faded, but let's still try to look. Ki zehu ikur avodas habore yisbarach, litzayer tamid be'emes uvesamim, mitzias habore yisbarach, beli shum safek klal. This is a practical avoda. I didn't say it's an easy avoda, it's a practical avoda. Spend time just sitting and thinking about the truth of Hashem. And that no coworker who thinks he's cool and he's funny because he makes fun of God, because he's a so-called atheist, will ever shake me from the fact that I once had this chus to meet Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So I don't care what some dumb guy who I work with in 5 years from now thinks. Right? And he asked me quite, oh, you really believe in God? Wow, that's interesting. I saw you talking to your food. You guys really do that stuff? Close your eyes. Picture of Chaim Kanievsky. Asay lecha rav, astalik min asafik. No safik. I've met real tzaddikim. You've never met anyone. You don't know anything about reality. Yeah. Picture Hashem. Listen to these words. Did you see these words? Have we get more sleep? Or start jumping at these words. These are unbelievable. Ki zehu ikar avodas habore yisbarach. The essence of avodas Hashem is what? Letzayir tamid be'emes uvetamim. Mitzias habore yisbarach. To picture Hashem with clarity and confidence, then nothing in the world is going to shake me. Beli shum safek klal. Practice it. Next time you're in a place where there's not a lot of Jews, you're in an airport and you're putting on your tefillin, right? Or you're whatever, you're somewhere, you're at your office, your summer internship, you're saying Asher Yatzar outside the bathroom, and it looks a little funny, I admit it looks a little funny, right? But do it with confidence. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real. And I'm not going to lose sight of that just because the world is in goris, the world doesn't pay attention to it. Ukamoshu omir bifnecha vero, kivadai kenu. The same way one who stands before his friend with clarity. What did the pasuk say? It's an interesting pasuk. No, the pasuk that described Yeshua being a good Talmud. What was the first part of the pasuk? Moshe spoke to Hashem, panim el panim, like a person speaks to his friend. Yeshua learned that from his Rebbe. My Rebbe speaks directly to Hashem, and I'm connected to my Rebbe. So if I'm connected really be'emes to a tzaddik, then automatically I'm connected with Hashem, panim el panim, like Hashem is my friend. As real as the person sitting next to me is, that's how real Hashem is. And then he says, take a look. V'zeh havadei shemo kein tilaso. Anyone recognize that phrase? It's one of the piyutim, yeah, in the V'chol Ma'aminim that we say in the Yom Noram, in the Musaf of the Yom Noram. V'chol Ma'aminim, we say what? Havadei shemo, his name is certain, kein tilaso, so is his praise. What does that mean? Ratzalomer. She'ikir ha'avod of a tefillah toloi b'vaday shemo. Kein tilaso. Ha'vaday shemo, as real as God is to you, kein tilaso. That's how much you're going to be able to praise Him. That's how much your davening is worth. Hashem's ready to listen. However real Hashem is to you, that's how much your davening is going to be worth. Ha'vaday shemo, kein tilaso. And then he says an interesting remez. You see where he quotes the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, just two lines after that? Picture before yourself a Kadosh Baruch Hu, as David HaMelech said, Vayivarech David es Hashem, Rashi Tevos Vaday. Underline it. Vayivarech David es Hashem. The first four letters spell out Vaday. And David blessed Hashem. No one's saying praise to Hashem like David HaMelech. You know why? Because as crazy as David's life was, and it was, every moment it was crazy, spent the first half of his life trying to convince people he's not a mamzer. Then he tried to convince people that he's actually a Melech of Yisrael.
chased by enemies from within his own family. But David HaMelech was able to sing praises to Hashem. You know why? Because Vayivarech David as Hashem, Vaday. Because Hashem was a Vaday to David HaMelech. Shebitchila hayim etzayir lefanav shebevaday. Mitzias habariyaz baruch ubelishum safik. Hashem is with me no matter where I go, says David HaMelech. And therefore I'm able to praise HaKadosh Baruch. Kumosha Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, Olav B'Shem Zeller Akia. Moshe used this name of God to ascend to the heavens. Shayim etzayir lefanav zos. This is a name of God. Vadai is a name of God. Or maybe, hey, Vadai. Havadai is the name of God. What's the gematria of Havadai? Hey, Vav, Dalet, Aleph, Yod.
You write it out?
I think you could write it. It's a word. It may also be a Shem Hashem, but I think it's not one of the Shemos that are not...
26.
Havadai is 26. What's 26? Yod Kei Vavkei. Okay, what about Vadai without the hey? Let's take off 5.
21.
That's Eke. Right, another name of God. Eke Asher Eke, Aleph Hay, and Yudin Hay. Right? So this is the name of God, as we say in the Tefillah. Havadai Shemo. His name is Vadai. Right? But the more real Hashem is to you, the more you're able to daven and be connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu in any situation. Okay? But Pinchas Friedman goes on, and he quotes from the Maggid of Mezrich that a person is actually allowed to do this. He's allowed to picture a Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that means. Again, if you read the Piyaz Etzner, Sefer B'nei Machshava Tova, he gives you some techniques and gives you a permission to do such a thing. Okay? Not going to go into that right now. Okay? But let's try to come to the end of the piece. However, we're getting close to the end. Yeah. How does the Shulchan Aruch begin? How does the Ramah begin his commentary on Shulchan Aruch? Shivisi Hashem Linegdi Tamid. Hashem should be before me at all times. What does the Ramah say? Where did he get this from? I don't know. The Rambam. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, which is what the Ramah is quoting, the Rambam says, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Remember the next line? Hu klal gadol b'torah v'mailas ha-tzadikim asher holchim lefnei Elokim. This is the klal gadol of a tzadik. To be Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. The Hashem is before you at all times. That's how the Ramah begins his commentary in Shulchan Aruch. You might think this is a joke, but I don't think it's a joke. That tzaddikim say, if you learn the first Ramah and the last Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, it has to do with Purim. As we're learning right now the first one, we're not going to learn the last one right now. It ends with Tamid. It starts with Tamid, it ends with Tamid. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. And the last line in the Ramah is the Pasuk in Mishlei, V'tov Lev Mishteh Tamid. Tov Lev Mishteh Tamid. A good heart parties all the time, which is certainly what Purim's about. Okay? But the Sfarim talk about those two Ramahs in the context of Purim. Okay? The first Ramah is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. They say, tzaddikim say this, and again, you might think this is what? That's like you've gone too far to say such a thing. Right? Ramah is his name, Rav Moshe Israelis, right? Just like Rashi, is Rashi Talos of his name. Yeah, Ramah stands for Rabbi Moshe Israelis, a great Jewish leader. Okay? But the Svarim say that Ramah is Gematria 241. Which is one more than Amalek. One more than Safik. How does the Ramah begin his commentary on Shulchan Aruch? As he beats Amalek, one more means always you beat the thing that's one below you. How does the Ramah help us to defeat Amalek? Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. Asei Lecha Rav, picture Hashem, Vistalik Men HaSafik. And if you can't do that, Asei Lecha Rav, like the Notzer Chesed told us. Have an attachment to a tzaddik, to a Rebbe, and your Rebbe, you'll see, My Rebbe didn't come from monkeys. Right? My Rebbe didn't come from monkeys. Can't be. My Rebbe has an neshama. It's clear to me. This tzaddik has an neshama. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. That's the klal gadol b'torah. Picture. Picture Hashem before you at all times. You remember the Gemara? Pinchas Friedman quotes the Gemara in Brachos Chaf Chesam at Beis. Do you remember this Gemara? The Gemara says that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was sick and his students came to visit him, and they said, Rebbe, give us advice. What did he say? You should fear God like you fear a person, a king of flesh and blood. Your heart should race for Hashem the same way it races when the cop pulls you over on the side of the highway. So what do they say to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, being such chashev talmidim? What do they say? That's it, Rebbe. We should only be scared of God. Yeah? Like we're scared of getting in trouble with the IRS? What did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai say back to them? No? Shemai, what did he say? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said back to them, Halavai. Halavai. Right? when you're going through security at the airport, your heart's racing a little bit, even though you don't have any drugs or guns or laundered money. You know nothing's, you're not going to stop. You know nothing's going to happen, even if they do stop you and they check your bag. And your heart's still a little bit, still a little, you know, anxious. You see those workers with the big machine guns. Yeah? It's scary. Nope. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to his Talmidim, Halavai. Halavai, you should be as scared. When you should be as scared of Hashem as you are of Basar V'dam. Right? Havadai Shemo. It should be as real to you as that. If you can picture that, that's Gevaldik. Okay? Good? Okay, last point. He ends by trying to explain to us just a drop more what is meant by this statement, Havadai Shemo Kein Tilaso. This is the name of Hashem. What does that mean? So he ends by quoting from the Arizal. And again, we learned something very, very poshut and practical today. The more you're attached to the tzaddikim on our team, and it doesn't have to only be living tzaddikim, by the way. I always tell people who are struggling with emunah, when some professor has some clever way of trying to prove that God doesn't exist, I always say, just think about the players on your team. Yeah, you think Team LeBron was good? Think about our team. I'm being serious. Think about our team. Think about our team. Chafetz Chaim's on our team. Pershel Schechter's on our team. Rabbi Jermaier's on our team. Rabbi Nachman's on our team. Rabbi Weinberger's on our team. Right? We didn't even start yet. Yeah? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's on our team. The Arizal's on our team. Think about your Rebbeim from Shana Aleph. Those guys are on our team. They're pretty good. We got a good team. Yeah? We got a deep team. Abaye, Rava, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. Everyone here is a high-quality player. So you're going to quit our team because you read some silly blog trying to prove to you that a word in the Torah is based on a Spanish word, so it must have been written in the 1500s. That you're going to throw away your team for that? I'm being serious. Think about that. Havadai Shemel. Picture it with clarity. No suffix in the world. So he says, Vadai is the name of Hashem. He quotes the Arizal. We'll end with this. The Arizal explains that where do you see that Vadai is the name of Hashem? And what's the name of Hashem that you go to fight a Malik with? The Malik blocks out the Vavhei of Hashem's name. What are we left with? Yad al kes ka, yud hei. We're left with a yud and a hei. It's the name of God. Yud and hei is the name of Hashem. Says the Arizal in the Shara Kavanos for Yom Kippur, spell out yud hei. Yud is yud vav dalid. And hei is hei aleph. So when you spell yud and hei, what letters emerge? Havadai. Hei, vav, dalid, aleph, yud. Those are the letters. Yud and hei produces havadai. Havadai Shemo, Kein Tilaso, Vadai, Vayivarech David as Hashem. You know where the Avodas Yisrael got that from? He got it from the Arizal. The Vadai is Vayivarech David as Hashem. Because again, the more clarity a person has in their Bono Shalom, what, in Havadai? Hey Aleph. Hey is spelled Hey Aleph. And Yud is spelled Yud Vavdal. So when you spell out Yud and Hey, it produces Havadai. Havadai Shemo Kein Tilaso. Yeah? So Chaver, this is Aseh L'Charav with Stalik Min HaSafek. Try to dig deep. Find that Vados in your relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you'll say, my Rebbe is not as big as a Moshe Rabbeinu, you're wrong. The Tzaddikim in our times, the Tikkuni Zohar says that the Hashba of Moshe Rabbeinu is in every generation. Ispashtusa de Moshe Rabbeinu b'chol dar v'dar. Aseh L'Charav, believe that your Rebbe, that your Tzaddik, has a nitzutz, has a spark from Moshe Rabbeinu. And his talik min asafik, and defeat a malik once and for all. And in the very last paragraph, he says, a gemara in psachim, a daf testament aleph. You gotta know this gemara, and this is really the punchline. In halacha, what's the rule? In halacha, says the gemara in psachim, testament aleph, ein safik motzi midei vaday. Ein safik motzi midei vaday. A doubt can't change something that has the status of vaday. Safek can't defeat a Vaday. Safek is a Malik. And Vaday is a Yid who lives with that clarity. Vayivarech David as Hashem. Like the Avodah says, a picture, a Seilach Hara, picture Hashem before you. Reach Shar Chamishim, the Keser, the crown, the highest level. Lifnei Hashem, Titaru. Shivisi Hashem, Lenegdi, Tamid. That's the Avodah. And then you don't have to worry about a Malik. Ain't Safek Motzi Midei Vaday. If you're a Vaday Yid, no Safek in the world, no Malik in the world. In all of its many forms, will take you away from that emunah in the Borei Olam. So, Mirtz Hashem, We should cling to tzaddikim, amitim. We should attach ourselves to big people. But again, even people who aren't alive. To just recognize who are the players on our team. Such unbelievable tzaddikim throughout all of the doros. And it would be very, very foolish. Not only chaval, but it would be very foolish for a person to trade that away for anything in the world. There's nothing more vada than the fact that the Chavetz Chaim was the Chavetz Chaim. That's a vada. That should be, give me a vada in my life. And an absolute belief in a Kodesh Baruch. Okay, so Mir Hashem, we should be zochet to defeat a Malik in this way. Shkoyach.